Welcome back to What's the Point of the Midrash, the weekly podcast where we take a look at a rabbinic text and offer suggestions to answer the question, what's the point of the Midrash? My name is Rabbi Josh Uter, and this week for Parshat Ki Tavo, we have a couple of Midrashim on the importance of going to the synagogue. Some may be familiar with how much Judaism is not just an individual religion, but a communal religion, such that it's not that you do your own things, but there are certain rituals that must be done or are better to be done as part of a congregation. And being part of a religious congregation helps give it a distinct character as a religious act. Jews are not really Jews on their own. I mean, obviously, you can be a Jew on your own, but a key element of being Jewish is being part of a community. This is a big reason why when someone comes to convert, rabbis, at least the ones that I know, always require the potential convert to be part of a community. There was one policy years back I heard from the CRC. I don't know if this is still the policy, but they would even require converts, potential converts, spend Shabbat in multiple communities so that they also saw a different variance of what are the different ways a community could be like. All this to stress the point that being Jewish is not just a solitary affair. You are part of a community and part of a religious community, to the point where in Brachot 8a, you have Reish Lakish who says, whoever has a synagogue in town and doesn't go there to pray is called an evil neighbor. And on the other side of the page, you have Rav who tells his kids the advice from Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, who says, it's not permitted to pass by into synagogue when the congregation is praying, with Abai adding that it's only when there's no other door, but if there's another door, there's no objection, and it only applies when there's no other synagogue. When there is another synagogue, there's no objection, because doing so, you are demonstrating to others that you are not praying in the synagogue. All that by way of introduction to today's Midrash, which is from Devarim Rabbah 7:2. This Midrash begins with a citation of Proverbs 8:34-35. Ashrei adam shomea li lishkod al dalatotai yom yom, lishmor mizuzotai pi tachai. Happy is the man who listens to me, coming early to my gates each day, waiting outside my doors. Ki metz'i chayim v'yafek ratzon mi'ashem. For he who finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. On this verse, Midrash says, Ashrei adam shomea li. Happy is the man who hearkened to me. Mahu ashrei adam shomea li. What does this part mean? Happy is the person who listens to me. Ama kadosh baruch hu ashrav la'adam b'sha'ah sheshemo atav li. Happy is the person whose hearing is devoted to me. Mahu lishkod al daltotai. What does it mean watching daily at my gates? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, God says, Im halachta lihitpalel betoch beit knesset. If a person comes to pray in a synagogue, al ta'amod al petach achitzon litpalel sham. Do not remain standing by the entrance and pray there. Ela have mitkaven likanes delet lifni medelet. Rather, when you enter, enter the inner doors. The Midrash explains, Lishkod ala dalati ein ktiv. The verse doesn't say, enter or watching my gate. Rather, ela ala dalatotai, but rather for my gate, shetea dalatot, two gates. V'lamachein, and why is this? Shekarash baruch hu moneh pisi otecha v'noten lecha schar. But God counts your steps and gives you reward for each one. What I find fascinating about this Midrash is for people who go to shul, particularly for like a Mincha Maariv type thing, you find a tendency for people to hang around towards the back of the shul. Sometimes there's a good need for it. For example, if someone comes in with their kids, you need to be able to make a quick exit. But other times people just like sitting towards the back, to the point where if I'm new in a shul, sometimes I find it easier to sit more towards the front of the shul because there's less of a chance of me sitting in someone else's seat. Oddly enough, there are a bunch of times where I personally just feel more comfortable sitting in the back of the shul. And here we have a midrash that says, nope, you really just shouldn't sit by the entrance of the shul and daven there, but rather go to the entrance of the entrance. And this could also mean, I guess, the way that our shuls are constructed, that you don't just wait outside, but rather you go like two steps in. The way that many shuls are built today is you've got one giant building and you've got the sanctuary in the middle. So technically you enter two gates, one, two, enter enter the larger building and one to enter the sanctuary. But I think this may also apply for those who are just waiting by the door. And here you have the added benefit of God gives you reward for each step you take toward shul, which should be of some comfort to those who have longer walks. The Midrash continues with Mahu Lishmor Mezuzotai Petachai. What does it mean, waiting at the mezuzot of my doors? Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Sima, V'chi Yesh Mezuzah Bevatei Knesiot. Do synagogues have a mezuzah? The answer is they don't, because we only put up mezuzot on places of dwelling, and we don't dwell in a synagogue. Ella, rather, maha mezuzah hazo eina zaza mehapetach, just as the mezuzah doesn't leave the entrance, kach lo tezaz mebate knesiot uvate midrashot, so too, you should not remove yourself from synagogues or study halls. Now, granted, you're going to have to leave sometime, but the point being, you shouldn't be far away or spend as much time there as possible. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im ta'asechein, if you do this, meaning spend your time and don't move from synagogues and a Beit Midrash, da she'ata mekabel p'nei shechina, know that you will receive the face of the divine presence. Makti v'acharav, what's written afterwards, ki motzi'i matza chayim, that whoever finds me will find life. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God says, mi hu zeh sheba leveta knesset velo matza et kvodi sham? Who is the person who goes to synagogue and does not find my honor or glory there? Furthermore, the Midrash continues, Amar Rebbe Ayavu lo od, not only this, ela she'ata omed beveta knesset v'kadosh baruch hu omed alecha, when you stand in the synagogue, God stands by your side. Minayin, how do you know this? She'ne'emar, quoting from Tehillim Psalms 82:1, Elokim nitzav ba'adat kel. God stands in the congregation of God. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, velo dayach she'at mekabel p'nei ha'shechina beveit knesset, ela she'ata yotzei misham ta'un barachot. Not only do you receive the divine presence in the synagogue, but you also leave it laden with blessings. Minayin, what's the source for this? She'ne'emar, as we say from Proverbs 8:35, ki motzi matza chayim v'yafek ratzon mi'ashem, that whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor of God. Havei v'haya im shemo tishma, and therefore kevs the force of whoever comes to listen to my voice and hearken diligently. So, yes, we are supposed to do what God says. We're supposed to do what God says even when we're by ourselves. However, here you have a midrash that, again, stresses the importance that Judaism is not merely a solitary religion, but rather being part of a religious community is an intrinsic part of the religion itself. I will also add that simply being part of a community, even a religious community, is not necessarily a guarantee of God's Shechina and God's blessing if the community that you're participating in doesn't actually follow the Torah and doesn't actually listen to God's voice. Were that the case, we would not have most of the rebukes from the prophets that came up a whole bunch of times of Jews as a collective who weren't doing what they were supposed to do. So, point being here is, yes, primarily you're supposed to do what God tells you to do. Relatedly, it's not something that's just purely about yourself. There's a lot more to be said about the role of the individual in a community and how do you balance an individual's distinct needs with being part of a community, but that will be a conversation for some other time. In the meantime, this is what I think is the point of the Midrash, but I'd love to hear your thoughts. Please feel free to reach out to me. You can find me on Twitter. My handle is @JUter, also on Facebook, or send me an email on my website, www.joshuter.com. Thank you for listening. Have a great week and a wonderful Shabbat.